that stalled engine barn.
Do people around here say lot mostly instead of barnyard? Yeah. You ever hear that?
Lot. Mm-hmm. Mostly.
People didn't have anything, say, like a cow barn or that kind of thing?
Well, some of them did. They'd have a... We had a cow barn called a cow barn, kept the milk cow, especially in there, and the mules and oxen and the other barn. We just called it the big barn, the other cow barn.
Right. Were there ever any farms around here where people raised just milk cows?
Just milk cows? No. No dairy farm around here.
What about before people had indoor plumbing, what about some kind of toilet facility?
He said an outdoor house, outhouse to call it.
A house with a path.
A what now?
A house with a path.
Oh, a house with a path. Do they really have, you know, you see pictures in books of those things with a little crescent shape moving on the...
Yeah.
Some of them diamond shaped.
Some of them did have a little... I never seen one around here with a crescent shape in, but they'd cut a little diamond shape, not square like this, you know, with the house, but be square like this.
Mm. You ever hear people calling by any other name besides outhouse?
Privies.
Privy. Was that just a regular word, or was it a kind of joking word, or?
That a regular word. Mm-hmm. That a regular name of the house.
Outdoor toilet.
They called it a privy.
Johnny.
They didn't call it no, I never heard it called that till people, after they had indoor, they would refer to it as a Johnny, you know, but they never called it that when it was really in use.
What about a one-holer or a two-holer?
Yeah, three, two.
We had three.
Some of them. One to three.
That's interesting.
Oh, okay.
Then they finally got to making what they call a pit toilet.
Called a sanitary toilet.
Hmm.
They dug a pit, you know, and put a cement slab over it and then had a pipe out. And it was more sanitary, that's what they got to use.
Hmm.
Before they got wells out in the country. And plumbing, indoor plumbing, you might call it.
Well, before people had refrigeration, what did they do with perishables like milk or butter? How did they keep them cool?
Some of them would have a cellar that would stay cool. And they'd most time put the milk down in the well. And it wouldn't last but, say, not over 2 days. Then. If you had any surplus over that, you give it away or feed it to your hogs. Or you didn't have it much.
Did you have a place where you stored your potatoes in the wintertime?
Yeah, some of them had what they call a potato house, and then they have, most of them had a potato bank.
What was that like?
They just put straw down, pile the potato down on it, and then take pine bark and cover over it and then throw dirt up over it and leave a little hole up in the top. Maybe put a little shed on. Sometimes we didn't put none, just lay something on top of it, keep the rain going down in there.
Mm-hmm.
It'd keep good that way. Some of them had a regular potato house. My daddy built one and dug down in the ground and more of them rotted and they would keep in there though.
Where'd your animals graze on your farm?
Where they graze? In the past, what we call, kept some little part fenced up for that had been farmed and turned into a pasture and clear some other land. Lots of time, I know when the time when they just run outside.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. I seen when you just open the gate and turn them out, it was not too thickly settled, and they just went out on what we call open range. This county didn't, it was way up in the 30s before it ever went out on open range.
What happened to change that? What happened to change that?
Oh, a lot of different things. People begin to get a little closer, and they begin to get a little more selfisher. They didn't want other folks to talk on the place, and I don't know, then people want to control the stock a little bit more, and a whole lot of things on that. It gradually went. I know when this farming was up this big creek here, just like you lived up the road here, you'd build a fence to my place, and I'd take it and build it on. Next fellow take it and build it on this and on the other side, and there wasn't no cross fence between. And that kept, then in the summertime, you turn the cows on our side, they wouldn't go hog, they wouldn't get in there. In the wintertime, you just turn them in there and they'd mix up together. What wouldn't have them, just a few milk cows, extra two or three, didn't nobody raise no cows all through here back in them. Then they got to doing that and that a little bit, and that's what caused.